Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 390, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Welcome to another Friday edition of Optimal Health Daily. Fridays are usually where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet, nutrition, and more. But today, it's going to be different. I was lucky enough to be invited back as a guest on KGO Radio AM 810 with Brian Copeland. But instead of just having one day of getting others to feel motivated, Brian hosted an entire week where he interviewed experts from the field to talk about how to stay good this year, how to keep those resolutions, what can you do to stay consistent, and all those wonderful things. So like before, I'm going to share that interview with you. So without further ado, here's the interview as we optimize your life.
So Dr. Neil joins us today. He's a registered nutritionist and an assistant professor at Bastyr University in San Diego. Happy New Year to you, Dr. Neil.
Happy New Year to you as well, Brian. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, so we're going to talk today about adopting healthier life behaviors in 2018. What's interesting is when folks make resolutions, one of the most common resolutions I hear is people saying, you know what, I resolve to live healthier this year. I'm just going to eat better. I'm going to eat healthier. They never go into detail about what that means, but they say that's what they're going to do in January. Then by February, it's are those chips? That's February.
Absolutely. And you hit it right on the head in that we need to get specific when we talk about our resolutions. If we make kind of these general statements, we often find that after a month or so, we're no closer than we were at the beginning of the year. And that's often because we didn't give ourselves direction.
Okay, talk about that a little bit. Do we set ourselves up for failure? Because again, I don't do resolutions; I do goals. Because resolutions do fail, so more times than succeed, folks fail with resolutions. So, do we set ourselves up for failure? Is that what it is?
In a way, it is, because again, we're kind of setting ourselves up with this very nebulous, kind of cloudy idea of what we want. But we don't map out the process for how we're going to get from where we are now to where we want to be. And so it's kind of like you're kind of navigating the waters without a map. Really, what you need to do is create kind of a GPS for yourself. How are you going to get from where you are right now to your ultimate destination?
Okay, now I guess the thing, again, when you're talking about I'm going to live a healthier lifestyle. It really is vague, because you don't know when you make that your goal or you make that your resolution, you really don't know what that means. You don't know where it is you're trying to end up. So are you better off saying I'm going to drop 25 pounds, or I'm going to eat 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day? I mean, is that a better way of going about this?
Yes, absolutely. And sometimes where we kind of get stuck is we'll set a goal for ourselves that's almost too lofty in the beginning. And so we'll set ourselves up for failure in that sense, because we'll say, oh, well, 25 pounds, I've tried to do that before and I never even got close. So I might as well not bother. And so, yes, setting goals like that, mm-hmm. putting a number, 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day, that's definitely closer. But we also want to be realistic. And I know when we get to my tips, I'm actually going to address that a little bit as well.
Okay. And actually, I'm going to put you on the spot, because you were on right around Thanksgiving. And we talked about
yes,
how
sir.
You gain weight during the holidays and the stuff that you eat during the holidays.
Yes.
And okay, you are a nutritionist. I'm going to say that. Yeah. You are a nutritionist, and you do host Optimal Health Daily, and you talk to us every single day about health on that podcast. All right, did you gain weight over the holidays?
I did not.
Really?
So I did not. So when I shared that with you the last time I was on the show, the last time when I did gain weight, I think I was just finishing up my doctorate degree, and I was learning this stuff and starting to practice it, and I had gained 8 pounds over from Halloween to New Year's Day. And from that, I've learned along the way. And these are some of the tips that I share with my patients now and to my students, of course. And so I've learned a lot since then. And so ever since that 8 pound weight gain, I've been pretty good.
You've been pretty good. So now you've gained enough. Did you eat, good food? notice I didn't say healthy food. I said, did you eat good food?
Right. So I didn't have kale shakes for Thanksgiving or anything like that. In fact, I had 3 Thanksgivings I had to go to this year. So I did eat well, but I use the same tips that I share with your listeners, with you and your listeners, and with my listeners on the podcast, in that I did those things where I ate the vegetables and the protein first, because that fills you up. Mm-hmm. And I ate a little snack before so I wouldn't be starving before I go to those events. And that kind of takes the edge off, and I would hydrate. So a lot of the stuff I discuss, I do actually practice now. Maybe not so much a few years back, but definitely now.
one of the things that one of the traps that people fall into during the holidays, and I was actually very, very good. I actually lost weight during the holidays. I've been very, very good this year.
Yeah.
And I got on a very strict eating program. And, I ate on Christmas and I ate on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, but I've been pretty good for the most part. But one of the problems that a lot of folks run into is that if you have a regular exercise routine or fitness routine, you fall out of it during the holidays sometimes because there's so much that's going on. Do you find that is something that's common?
Oh, absolutely. Other things take priority. You're thinking about maybe shopping for gifts. You're thinking about, what am I going to make for the family that's coming over? I got to clean up. All of these things kind of take priority, and therefore our healthy behaviors get kind of pushed to the back burner. They're not a priority anymore. It kind of sends us off our usual schedule when the holidays come around, and we're very attached to our schedule sometimes. So all of these things definitely play a role and kind of bump us off that track.
Okay, so you're going to give us 5 tips on how to adopt a healthier lifestyle, how to adopt healthy life behaviors, or as I like to put it, how to clean up the mess that became your body during the holidays. Does that work to call
it
that?
Well put, yes.
Dr. Neil Malik is with us on the KGO Live Line. Again, we're not doing just Motivation Monday this week. We're doing Motivation Week. We'll have an expert in personal development on today, tomorrow, and Friday to give you some tips in terms of enhancing the quality of your life and getting 2018 kicked off with the right start. So if you want to reach out to Dr. Neil, or if you want to listen to his podcast, Optimal Health Daily, or any of the other wonderful podcasts in the Optimal family of podcasts, go to the website, which is oldpodcast.com, OLD Optimal Living Daily, which was the first one, oldpodcast.com. Okay, 5 tips. Tip number one.
Tip number one is, a complete overhaul may not be needed. And so one of the things I've encountered a lot when I work with patients and clients is that they're often kind of already on the right track. They're already thinking or starting to consume more vegetables or more whole grains. And they're afraid that I'm going to tell them, we need to just empty your fridge. We need to empty your pantry and start fresh. But usually that's not the case, which is often good news for most people. So it's usually just a couple tweaks here and there, a little less here, a swap there, and that's often enough. And what we often forget about is even these little small changes that people don't think is going to add up actually does. Plus, it increases motivation. When you have these little wins, when you do these little steps, you all of a sudden get more self-confidence. You feel like you can do it. And that will help motivate someone to maybe tackle more of a medium-sized or a larger behavior or larger goal that they have.
So success breeds success is really it.
Exactly, no matter how small.
Is that one of the reasons why people fail again, is that they try to do a complete overhaul again? They try to do too much?
Absolutely. And often it's daunting just to think about in the very beginning, like, oh my goodness, I've got to get rid of all the foods that I love. No, that's not true at all. And if we do that, we often will crave those foods, and that's going to sabotage us later on.
Okay, tip number two.
it's not about willpower. And we talked about how a while back I gained 8 pounds over the holidays, and that was when I relied on willpower alone. And so what I've learned is willpower isn't enough. It's good, but it comes and goes. We'll have good days and bad days.
Yeah.
And we really need to think of willpower like a muscle. So using it every so often, great. But if you overuse it, it's going to become fatigued. And so for me, I've said this on your show many times, I probably have less willpower than the next guy when it comes to pizza, French fries, and donuts. Those mm-hmm. are my problem food.
Mine too.
So you know what I mean. And if it's there, I'll eat it. But if instead I don't rely on willpower as much, which will go into my next tip, if we realize that we're human beings, our willpower is going to go up and down, we won't blame ourselves, hopefully, as often. And we will have more patience with ourselves. But we need something else for when our willpower does fail us. And that's where tip number 3 will come in.
Okay, and tip number 3 is?
I will quote the great Benjamin Franklin here, "By failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail." So basically, have a plan. And this, for me, was like the turning point. So for me, having a plan of what I'm going to eat is so, so important. Because when my willpower is gone, I'm going to want to order that pizza. But if I have a plan, I don't have to think about it. The beauty of planning is it takes all the guesswork out of the equation. It removes willpower from the equation. And sometimes folks hear this idea, oh, I need a plan, therefore it's got to be complicated. No, the simple plan would work just fine. If you, let's say lunch is a time when you tend to dine out and you don't want to do that anymore, just plan out one lunch. It doesn't have to be a lunch for all 7 days of the week or even 5 days, just once. Because again, small steps, small wins can lead to bigger gains.
You know, it's funny. It's funny because when you said plan, I kind of went, why I immediately went was that means I have no flexibility. It means I've got to plan every single meal, every single day.
No, not at all. And in fact, I don't even do that. I try and plan maybe 2 days out, 3 days out. And usually I plan just dinners because I know for me that's the tough one. At the end of the day, I'm exhausted. I don't want to think about it. But if I know what I'm going to eat and it's already in the fridge, I have those ingredients, then it's so much easier. So even one meal, that you'll be amazed at how just even planning one meal will give you the motivation, and you'll say, oh, that wasn't so bad, I bet I could do that again. And all of a sudden that translates into longer term behaviors.
All right, tip number 4.
Kind of related, keep it simple. If you keep things simple, consistency will follow. And so with regards to diets, for example, many of the most popular diets right now, like the ketogenic diet or low-carb diets, kind of ketogenic diet is a type of low-carb diet. If you look at the rules, you'll see that they're so complicated. You have to only eat these certain foods and you have to eat it in these quantities. Sometimes just thinking about all that you have to do is daunting. It's discouraging. And so where the fitness industry is actually doing a lot better than the diet industry is the fitness industry is realizing simple is better. Let's create DVDs that people can do in their home where they can work out with no weights in their home. Keep it simple. This is where I don't know why the diet industry is going in the exact opposite direction. Let's make things more complicated. If we make things simple, you're going to be more successful, and that's going to lead to fewer barriers and more consistency, which is going to lead to that long-term change.
All right, and finally, tip number 5.
Have patience with yourselves. It's so easy to want to just feel like you want to snap your fingers and drop those 10 pounds, 15 pounds, whatever. You want to be able to just snap your fingers and eat healthy. Have patience. Think about how long those habits took to form. Years, most likely. So give yourself some time to break those habits too, or to develop new, hopefully healthier ones. If we have that kind of patience with ourselves, if we're realistic about our expectations, then those little slip-ups here and there hopefully won't be a complete relapse. It'll just be a little blip in the road. But we'll remember that, oh, yeah, okay, this takes time. I remember this took years for this habit to form. It's going to take time to break.
It makes it easier to get back on track, too.
Absolutely. And sometimes we only look at that number on the scale. We don't think about our bodies on, like, even the cellular level. Like, by skipping one soda, maybe that made our pancreas happy today. It's just less sugar, it has to feel like it has to get out of the bloodstream and secrete more insulin as a result. But just skipping that one soda on a cellular level makes our bodies very happy. And if you do that often enough, well, now you're going to start to see some change.
All right, Dr. Neil, we got to get you up here in San Francisco in the studio. And I promise when you come up, we will be bad for a day and I will take you out for pizza, French fries, and donuts. How does that sound?
Oh, no. Well, we just won't tell anyone we did that. That sounds great.
Always a pleasure and Happy New Year again, my friend.
Likewise. Happy New Year to you as well.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
A big thank you again to Brian Copeland and his producer, Carolyn, for having me on the show. Remember, you can listen to Brian live on KGO Radio AM 810, and you can also find his podcast in the podcast app of your choice. Just search for Brian Copeland, and it'll pop up. And again, you can find him online at briancopeland.com. That's where he has links to previous episodes. He also has a link to his podcast there as well. So definitely check out briancopeland.com. All right, that's 390 episodes of Optimal Health Daily in the books. Can't believe it. Thank you so much for listening and for subscribing to the show. Have a wonderful weekend. I'll see you back here on Monday where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.